You're listening to the AMS Excellence Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to the discussion of strategic best practices related to associational missions. Here's your host, Rick Curtis.
Hey, team. Over the past few weeks, many of you have been calling or emailing me saying, hey, what just happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma related to Send Relief? And so I thought, hey, what better way than to create a podcast and talk to the man behind the curtain himself, Sammy Simmons. Sammy is the man behind the curtain when it comes to all things Tulsa, Oklahoma, and what we call our serve tours. And Sammy, it's great to have you on the podcast today.
Man, I feel honored just to get a chance to chat about what God's doing through the Send Relief Serve Tour. So thanks for having me.
Yeah, amen. Hey, Sammy Simmons serves Send Relief as the Serve Tour Director. So Sammy, before we get to the questions, give us a few minutes. Tell us about your family, first of all, and then move on to your ministry history. What brought you to this point in your ministry?
Sure. So I've got a wife. Her name is Michelle. We've been married 20 years. She was a school teacher for most of that, but is a stay-at-home mom now. My son, Jay, is a senior and applying to colleges and brings lots of fun stress with all that. My daughter, Sarah Grace, is a freshman. And so we recently have moved because of this position. So their whole world's been turned upside down.
Wow.
So really, I started out wanting to be an engineer because my dad was an engineer. And it was at Georgia Tech that God began to call me into ministry through college work. I finally surrendered and went off to Texas to get my first degree. And so I pastored a church in there. And if I'm honest, Rick, I was too focused on church growth, not enough kingdom growth. But in spite of all my issues, God blessed that church. We pastored in Ringgold, Georgia, then outside Chattanooga, Tennessee for 5 or 7 years, and did my first overseas missions trip, and God changed my heart from church growth to kingdom growth. And wow. Led a church to be very missions-minded and thought God was calling me overseas. Instead, God called the Southerner to Illinois. And,
that's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it felt the same way when they served unsweet tea at the First Church Social. But no, man, we loved Illinois. It was served there for 10 years. We planted a couple churches out of that church. We did lots of missions internationally and locally. Really got to impact the community. I got to serve with my state as state president. And so God really was really blessing. But my dad had Alzheimer's. And so I wrestled with what does a good son need to do? And so with that, I heard about this opportunity with Send Relief. And it's, man, I love helping people take their next step in compassion ministry. So that's what led me to Send Relief Serve Tour.
Man, that is so good. So let's talk about the Serve Tour. Let's back up and let's talk about Send Relief first. Talk to us about the many facets of the ministry.
Yeah, I mean, Send Relief, it really is a secret. Unfortunately, I think too often amongst Southern Baptists, it really is Southern Baptist global compassion ministry to meet physical needs and spiritual needs. In Jesus' name. And so when I often hear Send Relief, most people think disaster relief.
Right.
And Send Relief does work with state disaster relief teams to partner with them when disaster strikes. But Send Relief is so much more. It also helps fight human trafficking, care for refugees, both internationally and refugees that are getting resettled in the U.S. And it helps protect children and families and strengthen communities. So Send Relief is a great compassion ministry that Southern Baptists do.
You know, Sammy, just a side thought here. Our primary audience, as you know, are our associational mission strategists. And so they're out there every single day getting it done. They're in deep relationship with their pastors. And listening today to the podcast, this might be the very first time they have heard how diverse and how broad range Send Relief really is. Some of those things you mentioned are mind-blowing. And so I'm sure that given the podcast today, many of them might be reaching out to see how they might get involved in some of those aspects.
Yeah, it really has. Even for me as a pastor, I didn't know all that Send Relief did until I got involved in it. And I would say, man, jump on the website and you can really see all the different resources. And man, Send Relief does some great work and it makes me proud to be a Southern Baptist.
Amen to that. So I was going to hit you up for that at the end, but go ahead and give us the website right now.
Sure. It's just sendrelief.org.
Yeah, very easy. So you just shared all these many facets of Send Relief and its ministry, but I want to really hone in and focus on what happened in Tulsa and talk about the Send Relief Serve Tours. What are they and why should our AMSs get involved with them?
Yeah, I really think the Serve Tour is an opportunity for Southern Baptists to join together and share the hope of the gospel together. I think in the weird climate that we're in, man, it's good for people to join together and say, this is what we're about. This is why I'm glad I'm a Southern Baptist. And so the Serve Tour It works with state conventions, local associations, and local pastors, really just to serve the city, serve schools, serve bivocational pastors, and serve churches being revitalized. And so we work with the association and with local pastors to identify, man, what's the greatest needs in the community? Or where are places that are in the city that churches already have ongoing partnerships that we can throw some gas on the partnership, either through finances or through volunteers? And so churches come together and serve over a course of a Friday and Saturday. And really, I just think it's an opportunity to be part of something bigger than what one church can do. I'm tired of seeing what we can do in our own strength. And I think as we join together, we see this the move of what God can do when we join together. As we join together to meet needs, the hope is that it creates ongoing partnerships with some churches inside the city and without the city, within the school and within other churches. It's also our desire is for churches that come in to see what other churches are doing and then to go back home in their own community. And maybe they want to create a partnership to reach out the homeless, or maybe they want to create a new partnership to reach out their school. And so I think it's a great way to inspire and stimulate churches to take their next step in compassion ministry. So often I'm afraid because of COVID that sometimes churches just don't know what to do now or what's their next step. And so we saw in Tulsa that it was a great way for churches to come together. And we just saw God move in ways that we couldn't even imagine. And that's why I think AMS should get involved, is just to see God move and to partner together to bless the city and to serve.
Yeah, I love that. And you know as well as I do, and you mentioned it kind of when you were introducing your ministry history, is that there's nothing that ignites. How many of us in our pastorates, we sent members of our church off to the mission field, and they came back and became one of the most spiritually productive members of our congregations. And though, especially now with COVID and travel restrictions and all this kind of stuff, there's no better way to access and to tap into that intrinsic motivation within our people than to get them to serve in the serve tour context. They can serve a community. They can learn what it means to serve their local community in a place that's distant, if you will, across town. Even if it's across town, you could consider it distant, but then you can come back and you can apply those skills to the local context and see how it changes the gospel going forth in your community. I love that. There's no better way to motivate our people.
I agree, Rick. I think looking back at my ministry, some of my best discipleship happened both in the participation and the preparation for going on mission. And so that one-on-one time, that preparing people to share their faith, knowing that there are opportunities coming with a mission trip, I agree with you. I think that it's a great way to prepare your people to take their next step pursuing Jesus.
Hey, and listen, Associational Mission Strategist, as you're listening today, I want to tell you, I know what you do is selfless. You do what you do for the kingdom of God. But as you start to make connections with people, with ministry opportunities on the field, you set them up for an amazing time of being used by the Lord. And that buys loyalty to you. Not that that's what you're after. I'm not saying that. But relationship is key to doing the work of an AMS. And this is a beautiful way to connect people with their next missional step. And that strength, that compassion, that loyalty, that missional mindset then comes back and energizes your own association. It's a win-win.
Amen. Amen. And that's part of the Serve Tour, is to be a win-win. We want it to be a win for the state convention, a win for the association, and a win for the local church. And I think it does do that.
Yeah, amen. So, Sammy, the first Serve Tour was in October, and it was in Tulsa, as we already mentioned. Tell us what happened there and how the churches joined together to serve.
Sure. We saw 47 different churches come together in Tulsa. Some drove all the way from northern Missouri, and then we had several churches across Tulsa that joined together as well. And we really just saw God move. We saw at least three people come to know Christ, though there could have been more. But I love the ongoing fruit that we are seeing because people join together. In Eastwood, there are five different Hispanic churches that join together. They have never partnered together. They joined together to help another Hispanic church with a soccer camp. And though they didn't reach as many individuals as they had dreamed, they were excited about partnering together, and their heart is to partner together more instead of doing stuff individually. We saw a church in Living Hope, three different tribes meet out of that church. And one of the tribes, the building is kind of deteriorating, needed a new roof, needed new awnings. And they asked their tribe for money, and they got turned down. And their pastor said, "You don't need that casino money. God will provide." And then here we come a month later. And the pastor told me, "We put a new roof on. We helped them do some outreach. We new awning, new lights, new doors." And their pastor said, "Our people are never more excited to serve their community than now because of this partnership."
Wow.
We had one area because of the work we did in the community center. The church, we did a Gaga pit and we did some soccer goals. Our church has now had an open door to do vacation Bible school this next summer at the community center, reaching out to individuals. In one community, we had a mayor comment, "Man, no one asks us how they can serve us. They only want to use us." And so we're so thankful. And now we've had first responders in the city already reach out to that church with more open doors to minister to their city. We've had another community. We had the architect for the city was amazed at the willingness to partner and actually see the project through. They've already asked for more opportunities to partner. We've had a church that was discouraged. They went from one time running over 1,000 to now they're down to 85.
Wow.
And in their history, they used to do block parties, but thought they were too small to do a block party. And so we came and helped them to do a block party. And their pastor, a retired pastor that's filling in, says, "Our church is beginning to dream again about what God might do with them through their community."
Yeah, that's amazing.
And so it was just fun just to partner together, whether it was serving first responders or painting schools or churches coming together. Or we had 150 Zomi refugees, and we had some college students that were helping with a backyard Bible club, Zomi refugees. Their comment was, "Man, it just looks like heaven as the different nationalities join together." And so, Rick, it just God blessed.
Yeah.
And we saw more things than we could even dream of churches helping, taking their next step together to reach out in the middle of brokenness and show the love of Jesus.
Yeah, that's great. And guys, what I want you to hear in this is that there is value at all levels. So, Sammy, you mentioned three came to Christ. If one came to Christ, it's all worth it if it was just for that. But what I'm hearing you say is that there's not just kingdom benefit, there's local benefit as well. In fact, most of what you stated would be considered local benefit, the strengthening of a local church, the relationship and the partnerships. You mentioned those Hispanic brothers working together. Those connections are lifelong. They're lasting. And so Surf Tour comes in. It does all this thing, and you cannot count the number of salvations as the only benefit here. Like I said, if it's just one, that's plenty, and it's all worth it if it's just one to affect the kingdom of God for all eternity. However, think about how many more will come to Christ because the strengthened partnerships in the area and the churches that are finding new vision and revitalizing. You mentioned the one that was too small to do a block party, and now they realize they can re-engage at that level. So the kingdom benefits, it's almost cyclical, right? So there's an immediate kingdom benefit of one salvation or three salvations or five salvations, whatever it is, 100 salvations. And then there's the local advantage where it strengthens and equips the churches and it gives new vision to the church members and it empowers them. Then they come back to their local community. So both the community afar as well as the community local are both energized for kingdom work. And that's where the kingdom benefit comes in.
Yeah. Amen. I really think, Rick, we are better together.
Amen.
So the Surf Tour provides an opportunity for us to join together. Rather than building our own kingdom, we can build the kingdom together.
That is so good. Hey, so where are the next Surf Tour locations and how can our AMSs get involved?
Sure. So our next one is coming up on February 25th and 26th. We'll be in Memphis, Tennessee. In March, we'll be in Meridian, Mississippi. In April, we'll be in Baltimore, Maryland. In May, we'll be in Charleston, South Carolina. In September, we'll be in Jacksonville. And we're already planning 2023. But probably the best way to get involved is to go to surftour.org. And you can go ahead already do early access registration. Just put an email and just how many people you think you might bring with you on a team. And that will give you access to training guides, to prayer guides, and we will keep you updated as the projects go live. So typically, 6 weeks out from when the Surf Tour comes, the projects, the 30-plus or 40-plus projects will go live. And then you can register for a specific project. But by doing early access registration, it keeps you on the email list to let you know when those projects come live and puts you front row to find the best project that fits the skill set of the team that you're bringing.
Amen to that. How much more effective do you think the AMS and the people that would go on Serve Tour would be if they check out the pre-work, the pre-material and that kind of stuff? I'm imagining that that would really equip them at a whole nother level.
Yeah, I really think it does. First of all, anytime you are praying and asking God, so the prayer guides, I think prayer is key, both preparing your heart and being ready. Man, too often, I think we do the other work and we get there to a mission trip and we're not ready because we haven't prayed. And then the training guides helps you to be able to consider the right heart, the missionary mindset heart. It also helps you to walk through about how do you share your faith and when it's appropriate to push and when it's appropriate not to push.
Yeah.
And so while some of those trainings, it's always good to have refresher courses, kind of like CPR. It's always good to have refresher courses about sharing your faith and putting your testimony together so that you are ready anytime an opportunity comes. And so I found the preparation and that participation is probably the best way you can disciple people. So I wouldn't want to miss that at all if I was leading a church.
So what other resources does Send Relief provide that might be helpful to an AMS beyond the Serve Tour information?
Yeah, so Send Relief has 16 different ministry centers all across North America and 2 in Puerto Rico. And so they provide mission trip opportunities. So if you want to help fight human trafficking, you can go to New Orleans or you can go to Las Vegas and our ministry center there and see how they do that. If you want to care for refugees, you can go to Atlanta and our Clarkston ministry center. If you want to help strengthen communities, you can go to South Dakota or Pittsburgh or New York City, or you could go to Puerto Rico and there be a critical part of helping the church reach in the community and share the hope of Jesus. If you want to protect families and children, you can look at the campus in Puerto Rico or the campus in South Georgia and be a part of that. So they provide mission trip opportunities to inspire and be a part of doing ministry there and hopefully provide your people with a way to come back home and engage in compassion ministry.
Amen.
Send Relief also has ministry guides, Rick. If you want to look at how you can use a backpack or how you can start a literacy initiative or how you can reach out to refugees or homelessness or just how you can see the needs in the community, there are all kinds of different ministry guides that helps you think through what are the steps that your church, that your association might need to take to meet physical needs and look for opportunity to share the gospel. So there are lots of resources that are out there to AMSs that I didn't know was even available when I was a pastor.
Man, that's great. Hey, listen, guys, this is my Rick Curtis's personal appeal to you. Maybe you've been leading very well your association to engage overseas on missions. I'm not asking you not to do that. Keep that up. Keep doing it with all your energy and all your might. But also maybe engage them on the local level. Maybe you've only been overseas and you haven't engaged the nation yet. Well, maybe this is a way to start something new. Not every one of your pastors and their congregations can afford the expense of ministering overseas. So seriously look at the opportunities to serve on one of these Serve Tours. Maybe you are serving locally, or maybe you are serving within the nation, and God bless you for that. But maybe you've seen a diminishing return in that over time. Maybe you've been engaged with the same people. Again, I'm not asking you to forsake one for the other, but maybe Serve Tour is a key way where you can re-energize your people into something new, and you can minister in any one of these areas that Sammy was sharing outside of the Serve Tour. So all I'm asking you is that you take a look at how your national mission strategy is going and how you are benefiting and adding value to your pastors as they lead their people on national missions. Again, Sammy gave us the address. It's servetour.org. And so I just wanted to encourage you, again, www.servetour.org. Hey, Sammy probably listened to the podcast, so you know I always have a final question, and I mix it up from time to time. But let me ask you this question. What are you currently reading? And tell our audience why you're reading it.
Yeah. So, Rick, I'm going through a transition from out of the pastorate to leading with Serve Tour. And so I'm rereading a book that makes me cry. It's The 10 Who Changed the World by Dr. Danny Akin. I love reading about the sacrifices that others have made, whether it be William Carey or other missionaries. And just reading about those, it just helps me to be able to process, man, what it means for me personally to take those next steps to serve King Jesus. So I like reading books like that.
Amen. All right, guys. Hey, as I said, our special guest today is Sammy Simmons. He is the Serve Tour Director for Send Relief. Sammy, thanks for being on the podcast with me today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for letting me share about this exciting opportunity with AMS.
Yeah, absolutely. God bless you.
You have been listening to the AMS Excellence Podcast. For more information or to contact the North American Mission Board's Associational Relations Team, send an email to associations@namb.net.